From the syringe-covered beaches of the Atlantic to the senseless offshore drilling sites in the Pacific, think of me. From the ravaged economy of the Gulf Coast to our rusted-out industrial belt, remember me. On our rotting infrastructure and our drug-riddled cities, it's me again. While our farmers go out of business as hunger and famine flourish worldwide, guess who? Yes, who else could lead a country where Oliver North is a hero, Judge Bork a genius, and Jimmy the Greek an expert? No one but Ronald Reagan. In 1980, they said it was impossible to make the rich richer, the poor poorer, and the bottom lower. But I did it. In fact, the only way my inner circle could become any wealthier is if there were direct cash subsidy for hypocrisy. In a land where women, children, and minorities are considered special interests while Jerry Falwell is associated with the word morality, I am necessary. Yes, who else could put the AIDS epidemic and homelessness on the back burner while pushing for the Strategic Defense Initiative? Nobody but me. Unions? Ha! When you go to work in America or fly in a plane anywhere, you are less safe. We have put the thrill back into flying. We now have full employment Reagan style. People can work at Burger King and McDonald's simultaneously. We now have a foreign policy that has as much to do with human rights as the corporations it services. Yes, this is my America. But even reigns of terror must end, and where does that leave you, my fellow Republicans and Reagan Democrats? With George Bush, that's where. Give this hopeless lackey your support. And I promise you that in 1996, this country will be the most over-militarized, impoverished cesspool on God's good earth. God bless you, and farewell. Yeah.
Inauguration Day, he flew off, and I was thinking, come on, you scab controllers, just this once.